Oh, my.
That was an entrance. That was an entrance. You have rendered me near speechless, because I'm never, ever completely speechless, but you, with that grand entrance, that dashing entrance, because that was dashing, that was the very definition of the word. I'm impressed. I am beyond impressed, and I am very hard to impress. Though, did you really have to shatter the skylight? It's stained glass, very old and very expensive, but when we watch the playback of the video, it's going to look amazing. What? Oh, yes, my captors. About that. I gave them the slip. No, I didn't. I didn't. I had a whole story prepared. I rehearsed it. It was convincing. Not too detailed, but just detailed enough. But that's all gone because of that entrance, because of you and how impressive you are. That is inconvenient, because I was hoping I wouldn't have to do this. Well, I was always going to have to do this, but I was hoping not for a while. So, my kidnapping was not real. Well, I was kidnapped, but I arranged it. I orchestrated it. I planned it. Every detail. Are you impressed? A little bit impressed? I would so love to impress you. You don't look impressed, which isn't really that surprising, because you went to such an effort to make that entrance, and it wasn't even a real kidnapping. I mean, it looked like a real kidnapping. It looked very, very much like a real kidnapping. I mean, look, this black eye, that is real. Had to be convincing. You had to think that I was at risk. My father had to think that I was at risk. And then he died. Oh no, that was part of the plan as well. Don't worry. He didn't feel much pain. Just excruciating agony. He deserved it. Oh, what are you planning now? Because of course you are planning something. Of course you are, because you are a hero. You're my hero. And you just learned that I'm the bad guy. I'm the villain. So of course you're making plans. And I would love to know what they are. I would love to know every single detail, because I want to know how your mind works. But I doubt it would be prudent of me to engage in such a discussion at present. So, why do this? Why go to such effort to orchestrate such an elaborate scheme? Such a complicated plot. Did it for you. I did it for you. Because I want you. I want you so badly. You are everything I want. But I can't have you. I can't have you. And that's not something I'm used to. I'm not used to being denied. It's unfamiliar. It's unpleasant. It's unpalatable. I always get what I want. Even if I have to go to the lengths of asking for it. I hate having to ask for what I want. But when it came to you, when it came to you, I wasn't above asking for you. I asked my father for you. And he said no. He said no. My father had never ever told me no before. He had always given me everything I wanted, every single thing. But when it came to you, when it came to the thing that I wanted more than anything I've ever wanted in my life, he denied me. He laughed at me. He laughed. I couldn't let him get away with that. I couldn't let that stand. He laughed at me. He laughed at me. He denied me and then he laughed. What choice did he leave me? He basically asked for it. He begged for it. And I gave it to him. And his death was useful. It was very useful, because it made it all the more convincing. My father murdered by my kidnappers. It made it just perfect. It raised the stakes. It focused your attention. It made you rebellious. I love it when you're rebellious. I love it when you rebel. With my life in danger, so much danger, there was no way that you would ever coordinate with law enforcement. Oh no. Not when I so desperately needed saving. I killed my father. Who knows what they could have done to me? You couldn't risk it. So you went off on your own. Just as I hoped you would. Just as I knew you would. Oh, you are such a hero. A real life hero. And you came to save me. You did it with such style. Such word that I can't think of. See, this is what you do to me. You dumb me down. Which is dangerous. Very dangerous. Because I'm about to do something rather foolish. I'm about to do something which I am worried about. And I never worry because, well, I don't. Why expel such effort? If I want something to work out, it will just work out. But this might not work out because you are unpredictable. You love to rebel. You love to be difficult. You love to do the unexpected. You are spontaneous, you are impulsive, and you are just exactly what I wanted. Now I have you. Because this was all for you. Because I want you. I want you so, so terribly badly. And if I'm honest, I want you even more after my father said I couldn't have you. Now, isn't that ever so hilarious? Being told no made me want you more. Made me more determined to have you. And now, I do. Oh, I don't have you. I'm afraid I do. And you're starting to feel the effects of the gas. What gas? I hear you ask. Well, it's a very subtle gas. Tasteless, colorless, odorless. But there is just the faintest amount in the air. But it's very effective. Of course, it won't affect me because that would be telling. But you, my darling hero, my dashing hero, my beloved hero, you've been breathing it in just so unknowingly. And now you're about to drop like a stone. And there you go. Of course, you can still hear me. For now, anyway. Soon it will all fade to black. Well, that's rather simplifying it. It won't just fade to black. It will be a smooth descent with an edge of euphoria. I wanted it to be pleasant because you're mine now. And I look after my possessions. I cherish my possessions. I love my possessions. You're mine now. You're mine. You're mine. Oh, this is the best bit. There is nothing like getting what you want. Only, and I never knew this, because of course this has never happened before. This is the first time. It turns out getting what you want after you've been told that you can't have it, it's sublime. It's euphoric. It's euphoric. And this is just the start. This is just the start. Because you're spontaneous, you're impulsive, you are difficult. And I can't wait. I can't wait. I've always wanted a hero. I've always been holding out for a hero. Oh no, no! Why did I not think of that? Why did I not play the song when you came through the skylight? That was such a missed opportunity. The video. That will be amazing. That will be just sheer perfection. And it's what I want. And I get what I want. I always get what I want.